The European Union kicked off yet another summit on the migrant crisis today. EU leaders in Brussels are pressing Turkey to take back thousands of refugees. The EU also wants Turkey to stop letting migrants cross into Europe. The European Union is placing those conditions on Turkey in exchange for billions of dollars in aid. Right now, Turkey is home to more than 2 million migrants, but there's also a growing problem in Greece, the first stop for many migrants, and perhaps the last stop, with countries that border Greece putting up walls to keep the migrants from continuing on their journey to northern Europe. Keep in mind, of course, that the Greek economy is still in big trouble. Joining us now from Athens is NPR's Joanna Kakissis. Hi, Joanna.
Hello, Jeremy.
Well, and where are we right now in this crisis? Yet another summit, but still people trying to get into Europe and still a lot of tension there in Europe about all the people trying to come in.
Yeah, well, the situation now is as bad as it's as bad as it's ever been. There's a lot of disunity, a lot of nationalism, hyper-nationalism, I would say, rising. No one seems to be able to agree on how to best manage the problem. So people are just taking matters. Countries are just taking matters into their own hands and doing whatever they want. So because the EU appears to be almost impotent in how to handle this crisis, NATO has decided to step in again and offer yet another ship. They've already got 3 to 4 here, offer another ship to patrol the Aegean Sea with the idea of stopping people from coming, even though officially the word is that they want to stop human smugglers. Seeing these big ships, they're hoping no one will cross.
And how many people are still coming at this point? Was there a slowdown in the winter and are more coming now that the weather's getting a little warmer?
Well, the numbers go up and down. There was a slowdown compared to what we saw last summer where thousands were coming. But compared to last year, the numbers are still very high. So you have, you know, sometimes 2,000 people a day arriving, 1,000 people. That's still a lot of people. And if no one's leaving, that's more than Greece can handle.
And that is the other thing I want to ask you about. I know you were just up at the border, the Greek-Macedonian border, where they have really tightened border security. Are people able to get out of Greece and continue on their journey anymore?
No, they're not able to get out at all. Once in a while, the Macedonian border guards will open and let a few people through. But it's so few that, you know, every day, the camp at Idomeni, which is the village just very near to the border, is growing bigger and bigger. Now there are about 14,000 people there sleeping out in the mud in terrible conditions. People are breaking out in skin rashes with respiratory infections. There's not enough food going around. This is a horrible situation. And they're stuck. And these are Syrians and Iraqis. These are people fleeing wars. They can't go anywhere. And a couple of weeks ago, Macedonia stopped Afghans from crossing altogether. So you also have thousands and thousands of Afghans stuck in Athens.
And when I was there and saw you, Joanna, in Athens many months ago, one of the things that we talked about was that the Greek people are a little more welcoming to these migrants than perhaps some of the Europeans in other countries, in part because the migrants aren't staying. They're coming in and then they're leaving and they're not really causing much of an economic burden on Greece. But if they're stuck there, what happens?
That's the big question, because the Greeks right now are having problems feeding themselves. I mean, the unemployment rate is still 26%. That's very, very high. The Greeks don't even have the resources to shelter people at this point. So if you're going to have 40,000 people, 30,000 people stuck here, and you don't know how to feed and clothe them and how to shelter them, that may cause a huge problem. It likely will cause a huge problem in the country, because people will say, you know, what can we do? Without help, we can't do it at all.
Which brings us back to this summit that has been going on. What is the solution to this crisis? Or are people talking about a different solution now that so many countries have closed their borders to the migrants?
Well, the solution appears to be Viktor Orban's solution, which is he's Hungary's prime minister. And his solution is just build walls everywhere. And that's something that's unfair to asylum seekers, but also ruins this idea of a united Europe where Europeans can travel freely. if this crisis isn't managed correctly, in other words, if asylum seekers aren't resettled properly and fairly, rather than having the door slammed in their faces, the European Union is going to look like a very, very callous place, especially since neighboring countries around Syria and Iraq, for example, have taken in so many refugees. If we see nationalist forces arising in a union created to create unity among countries that fought during World War II, that's also going to destroy the European dream, this idea that all these countries could live together, could work together, and create a common policy together.
That's NPR's Joanna Kakissis joining us from Athens, Greece. Joanna, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jeremy.